Blog Talk Radio.
To the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, late night edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It's been an amazing sports weekend, huh? Student sports and NFL, student sports of all ages, college ball, yay, 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 NFL. Yay, yay, yay. My favorite teams won today. Saints and the Cowboys. Yay, yay, yay. You know, and I just love the NFL, period. So I still need to check the stats. I've seen some stats of wins and losses. Wow. Cowboys. Blowout. Giants. Wow. But thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Hopefully Cousin Linda will catch us sometime this week and join us doing one of our broadcasts. Her schedule has been hectic. Our Culture Shock Entertainment Report has not aired since Tuesday. And, woo, I have stories to tell that I've experienced since Tuesday. I'm returning. It's late night tonight, but I'm returning at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time in the morning also. But good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. It's Central Standard Time where I am in America, in Jackson, Mississippi, 11:06. So just sitting out. Greetings for the new week. Wish you the best Monday, the best new week ever. Let's take a moment of silence for Morocco. So heartbroken regarding the news of the earthquake. Morocco, so many lives lost and injured. And just let's take a moment of silence and also a moment of silence in remembrance of 9/11. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Bless America, God bless this world. Hallelujah. I like that. Thank you, Pissy D, for some more awesome music. I like that. Some sports music to keep us revved up, because we already revved up for the NFL and college and all ages of football, right, and sports. Yes, because I'm a fan of all sports. Congratulations to Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffs. Woo-hoo to them. Big shout-out to Jackson State also. I'm in Jackson State, of course, and also a product of Jackson State, Hines Community College and Jackson State. Congratulations. Jackson State won one, lost one last week, and was victorious regarding playing Southern on yesterday. You know, that's always a big game, because not only is it important for the teams, but for the bands, because that's the battle of the bands. So big shout out to Jackson State for bringing back the W. Here's the article from our local paper, the Clarion Ledger. Jackson State, from reporter JT Keith, Jackson State football shows toughness and bounce back win over Southern. Jackson State football has something to prove after suffering its first loss of the season. For JSU coach T.C. Taylor, that meant winning on both lines of scrimmage against rival Southern on Saturday. Or another way of putting it, have the big men lead the way. The Tigers 1-1 did that in a 27-14 win over the Jaguars, who are 0-2 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, just 1 week after the 28-10 loss to Florida A&M. JSU ran the ball effectively with running backs Irv Mulligan and Desmond Moultrie, and kept JSU quarterback Jackson Brown clean against Southern. Here are the three takeaways from the win. Jackson State offense made timely plans. Jackson State came out of halftime and kept a lengthy drive with a 21-yard touchdown run from Mulligan. On the play, wide receiver Duke Miller blocked two defensive backs to help spring Mulligan. In the fourth quarter, after Southern cut JSU's lead to 20-14 with 11:54 to play, the Tigers responded with Andre Hunt's 75-yard touchdown run. Jackson State defense opportunistic. Jackson State's defense was opportunistic from the outset, like that. JSU led 13-17 in the second quarter when Southern advanced to the Jaguars' 14-yard line. One play after Jackson State's Javarian Jenkins was ejected for targeting, with 4 minutes and 31 seconds remaining on in the half, defensive back B.J. Washington intercepted Southern quarterback Harold Blood in the end zone to squash a scoring opportunity. Jackson State intercepted Blood. I'm not sure what was heard and what wasn't. Technical difficulty happened, and I was unaware. The call, my call dropped, and I was just talking away, sharing much information. So I do not know what was heard and what was not. I spoke of Jackson State win over Southern and many other things, and congratulated Coach Prime on his big win. So I really don't know exactly. And I also discussed Jackson State's home game would be the weekend of September the 22nd, the first home game. Official events kick off on that Friday. I received my invite from Jackson Visitors and Tourism Bureau, and it officially kicks off at 11 at their location on Pearl Street. Bands and food and just a good time. And I also mentioned that I was invited to a sports banquet in recognition of Kurt Ford, my dear friend Robert Ford, who many of you all know in the golfing world, and as a former baseball player also for Jackson State. His brother would be recognized for his contributions at Jackson State and in the MLB, Major League Baseball. But I had mentioned too, the official events began that weekend, but, you know, unofficial events probably have already begun just because that's the first home game that Jackson State will host on schedule. All the first games, first four games, away games, and then the home game of the week of September the 22nd or 23rd. So we'll be talking more about that, and we'll provide you all with the information regarding kickoff, which I basically told you. The kickoff info will be event will begin at 11 a.m. at the Jackson Visitors and Tourism Bureau on Pearl Street. But I give you, you know, like more info, and you can contact the Jackson Visitors and Tourism Bureau also to get more details, and Jackson State also. But I don't know exactly where the where my discussion was cut off. So that's why I'm just basically trying to do a recap. You all like my late night voice. but thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. If you've been listening since March 2011 or a new listener, I really appreciate your support. Thank you for reaching out on social media also, and those of you that send Cash Apps donations to support the podcast, which whatever you send goes straight into reinvestment in the program to upgrade it and keep it growing and all of that. But thank you for your love and support. Email kulturesjokent_Beth@yahoo.com. kulturesjokent_Beth@yahoo.com. And I like to hear things thrice. kulturesjokent_Beth@yahoo.com. Yay. A big shout out to the top listening countries and all countries, and I would love to see the stats of the states. Like I've always mentioned, in my stats, I can see the top countries, but I would love to see like the top states in America also that listen. But a big shout out to Turkey and Finland and Canada and Bangladesh, Brazil, Romania, and China. They remain like the top eight countries that listen in. Even sometimes Morocco and Nigeria in the top five and in the top 10 also. So big shout out wherever you are in this world, here in Jackson and Dallas and New York and Minneapolis and California, in the UK, wherever you are, China, wherever you are, a big, big, big shout out to you. A big shout out to the countries where the president has been visiting. Big shout out. It's always wonderful when our world leaders come together. So the G20 is always a big deal and very important for all of us in this world. When our world leaders come together to meet and talk about how to direct this world in the best direction for all of us to make this world a better place, right? That's what we always talk about here on the program. And remember World Wednesday also. So I didn't broadcast World Wednesday on this past Wednesday. So let's do our best to discuss good news. And my screen just bounced off, but hopefully I'm not bouncing off. You all can hear me. Because I have my studio screen that I look at and check out if anyone's called or if anyone's in the chat room chatting with me. So I have it back up now. So feel free to call. We still have about 15 minutes of live stream and 17 minutes to be back. And if you don't have a listener profile, definitely create one so you can chat in the chat room and interact throughout BTR. Big shout out to my Avon community. I know many of you have started your shopping for the end of the year, just, you know, for the season, for fall season, for Halloween, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for New Year's. Avon has some amazing things. I myself have started purchasing home essential cleaning products, and honestly, they are amazing. They work amazingly, and the price point is competitive with the price points of items that we buy at our local retailers. Seriously, no joke, but they are really good products that really work. And I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you the truth. Big shout out to No Labels. We are doing some amazing things, continuing our efforts of bringing Republicans and Democrats and independents and those that don't care together to make America and this world a better place. So definitely be giving you all updates this week regarding our No Labels movement. Go to the website, go to our Facebook, go to Instagram, TikTok, YouTube channel. No Labels YouTube channels have amazing information. So, you know, check it out. And just amazing information that I will be sharing with you, but you can get so much information also on the website and on our social media also. I'm a longtime member. I've been a member pretty much a little after it was formed, and I am one of the co-chairs. I've been a co-chair since last August, September here in the state of Mississippi. So just wanted to send a shout out to my fellow members and heads and friends. And those of you that want to know more about No Labels, it's been amazing because it's, you know, Republicans, Democrats, independents working together, and those that don't care but want this country and this world to do better. So, you know, because some people have a misconception. So just want to let some of you that are skeptical know it is about unity. If we are no labels, it's about unity. Not trying to spoil anything. Been in existence for a very long time. And Problem Solvers Caucus. That's us. Yeah. And it's about coming together, making bipartisan decisions. And it takes all of us, right? And it takes us working with, right, governmental officials. Yeah. Yeah. But again, if it's your birthday week, if it's your birthday today, this past weekend, this week, this month, I kept the birthday song. You know, I put it up for my birthday in August, baby. But I decided to keep it up because every day is somebody's birthday. I'm one that loves birthdays. And so here's the birthday song.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, if it's your anniversary or any special occasion, congratulations to you and happy birthday. So, yeah, the Cowboys and the Giants 40-0. Woo-hoo! It's, that game not long ended. Eagles and the Patriots 25-20. Raiders and the Broncos 17-16. I'm looking at a tweet that Michael Irvin had put up. Has any other NFL team put up a 40-burger main course while serving a donut for a dessert in 1 week? Oh, my God. Oh, wow. So, okay, I was wondering about the Steelers because I know many of my friends are Steelers fans, and I am a fan of Mike, of Coach Tomlin. So I didn't know they lost. Okay, they said bad. Oh, terrible loss. I see. Michael Irvin returns to NFL Network, settles a $100 million lawsuit with Marriott after misconduct allegations. I know someone was asking me about Michael Irvin last week. So Michael Irvin returns. This is from Yahoo Sports. Michael Irvin returns to NFL Network, settles $100 million lawsuit with Marriott after misconduct allegations. Michael Irvin returns to the NFL Network on Sunday morning to kick off the 2023 season. Former Dallas Cowboys star and Hall of Famer Michael Irvin settled his defamation lawsuit against Marriott and officially returned to the NFL Network on Sunday morning, just in time to kick off the 2023 season. Irvin had filed a $100 million lawsuit against Marriott and six others for defamation and torturous interference in a business relationship after a female employee accused him of making lewd and inappropriate comments in a hotel lobby in Arizona in February. He was pulled from NFL Network Super Bowl coverage in the wake of the incident and had not been on since. Irvin and Marriott have since settled that lawsuit. The Dallas Morning News reported on Sunday morning, terms of the settlement are not known. Michael Irvin has been reinstated and will be a part of NFL Network coverage of the 2023 season. NFL Media Vice President of Communication Alex Ruff Miller said in a statement via the Dallas Morning News. Irvin was accused of misconduct by an employee of the Renaissance Phoenix Downtown Hotel ahead of the Super Bowl earlier this year. Specifics of the allegations weren't clear right away in a legal motion. Marriott said that Irvin flagged down the hotel employee, appeared to be visibly intoxicated, and began aggressive behavior toward her after returning to the hotel from a dinner that night. Video of the encounter with the female employee was released in March, though Marriott tried to prevent its release. Irvin was seen shaking hands with the woman. He touched her arm twice, and then the two parted ways after a roughly two-minute encounter. Irvin has denied the allegations against him at every turn and said he was baffled by it all. He told the Dallas Morning News that he had been drinking earlier that night at dinner and didn't remember the details of the conversation. This all happened in a 45-second conversation in the lobby, he said, earlier this year. When I got back after going out, I came into the lobby and I talked to somebody, and I talked to this girl. I don't know her, and I talked to her for about 45 seconds. We shook hands, and I left. That's all I know. I don't really recall that conversation, to tell you the truth. We were out drinking. It was just a friendly conversation. What's up? I don't even know. I'm totally perplexed. No criminal charges were ever filed over the incident. Irvin spent 12 seasons playing for the Cowboys, from 1988-1999. He won three Super Bowls with the franchise and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2007. He has worked as an analyst with the NFL Network since 2009. and Tom Brady to be inducted early into the Patriots Hall of Fame next summer. Tom Brady returned to Gillette Stadium on Sunday ahead of the Patriots season opener. Tom Brady's Hall of Fame status in New York was never in doubt, but now the organization's best quarterback won't have to wait as long to get there. Patriots owner Robert Kraft standing alongside Brady for the team's season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles at Gillette Stadium on Sunday announced he is waiving the usual 4-year waiting period for Brady to enter the team's Hall of Fame. Brady will be officially inducted next summer on a date that lines up with number 12-6 Super Bowl wins. The New England Patriots Instagram says the greatest of all time is headed to the Hall. Tom Brady, forever NE. The date is set. Celebrate on June the 12th, 2024. Tom Brady, hashtag forever NE, June 12th, 24. One thing I'm sure of, and that will never change, is that I am a Patriot for life, Brady told the crowd, who then erupted into chants of his name via ESPN's Michael Redd. Brady spent nearly his entire career with the Patriots, who first selected him in the sixth round of the 2000 NFL draft out of Michigan. He won 6 Super Bowls with the franchise. His first came in the 2001 campaign in what was just his second season in the league, and his last came during the 2018 season. Brady eventually finished his career for a 3-season run with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when he picked up his 7th and final Super Bowl ring before retiring. Brady threw for 9,998 yards and 541 touchdowns and racked up a 219-64 record with the Patriots. Brady returned to New England on Sunday for the Patriots opener against the Eagles. He rang the bell at the stadium before the game and was honored at halftime. The New England Patriots also put on Instagram, thank you, Tom Brady. This is from Twitter.
I mean from Twitter.
Once down by 25, the Patriots are even with Atlanta. Only a hell of a story. Second and goal to go from the 2. Toss me quite for James White. Driving to the goal line. They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
This is unequivocally the sweetest.
Second, Tom Brady into the starting role for this Sunday's matchup.
It's our time, fellas. It's all for this moment. 1, 2, 3.
Snap to Brady. Look, starts to run with it. He's out of the 5, and he is. Touchdown.
Fired down the field. Caught. Stopping the clock at the rim. Kick is on the way.
Beautiful tribute on Twitter. I said Instagram. Brady, who signed a massive deal with Fox before he retired, is expected to join the network in the broadcast booth in 2024. Brady will first be eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2028, as the organization has a 5-year waiting period. While the Hall of Fame isn't likely to adjust its waiting period like Kraft did, Brady is sure to be inducted the moment he is eligible. Oh, yeah, and he was He was like my mother's favorite quarterback. No joke. She loved her some Tom Brady. I love him also, but, we were Saints and Cowboys fans, but mother loved her some Tom Brady. He was like a son in her head. So I know she is in heaven, so proud of Tom Brady and so proud of Coach Prime also. So I'm checking out Russell Wilson and the Broncos offense punch missing loss to the Raiders. So speaking of favorite players, he's another one of my favorite players, and Coach Sean is also a friend of mine. So Russell Wilson wasn't terrible in his first game for Sean Payton. It's just amazing to see those two together. But he wasn't that great, and that's still a problem. The Broncos traded for Wilson last year for him to be a superstar, not a game manager. Wilson did fine in the game manager role on Sunday, but it wasn't enough at home against Las Vegas Raiders team that isn't expected to be great this season. Denver put up just 16 points and lost 17-16. Wilson playing for Payton was different, but it's hard to say it was much better. Wilson was 27 of 34 for 177 yards. It's hard to win when your quarterback averages 6.6 yards. Excuse me, Pooch is barking. Wilson was content to check it down most of the game, and that did keep the chains moving and avoided turnovers. But he's supposed to be more than that for the Broncos. The first glimpse of him this season wasn't entirely promising. Russell Wilson doesn't come through. Wilson wasn't pushing the ball downfield much on Sunday, but part of that was missing top receiver Jerry Jeudy. At least he wasn't looking lost in the offense and making terrible mistakes. Wilson played within the structure of the offense, taking what the Raiders' defense gave him. Often it was dumping it off to running backs. It kept the chains moving, and for most of the game, that was good enough. In the end, the Broncos needed more than just Wilson taking what the defense gave him. With 6 minutes and 34 left, Jimmy Garoppolo hit Jacoby Myers for a 6-yard touchdown, and the Raiders took a 17-16 lead. But Denver went 3-and-out with Wilson hitting tight and Adam Trautman well short of the sticks on a 3rd and 11. The Broncos purred and never saw the ball again. That pretty much summed up Wilson's day. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't enough. He cooked a little, but the meal was mostly lukewarm. Broncos lack of offensive punch. The Broncos didn't get the ball back after the 3-and-out. There was a 15-yard penalty on a brutal hit against Raiders receiver Jacoby Myers. For a big first down, then Garoppolo scrambled for another first down to run out the clock. The loss wasn't all on Wilson, who was competent, but we're no closer to knowing if he can ever recapture his Pro Bowl form with the Seattle Seahawks. My dogs are barking, so please excuse me. The Broncos gave up a lot in a trade to get him. Gave him a massive contract extension, and he had a horrible 2022 season. The Broncos fired Nathaniel Hackett and hired Payton, woo-hoo, in large part to turn Wilson around. Wilson wasn't miserable on Sunday like he was for most of last season, but he didn't produce enough plays to make a difference. And he won't face many defenses this season predicted to be worse than the Raiders. There's a long time to go this season for the Payton-Wilson marriage. Somehow they're going to have to figure out how to make more happen on the offense if they want to win together. And I believe they'll figure it out and work it out. And it's not just Wilson. It's a whole team. So, it's the first game. So I'm sure it will work out and they will have a good season. That's all I'm going to say about that. They'll figure it out. They'll get it together. Most definitely. But thank you all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the archive shows. Every show that ever broadcast live from March 2011 is archived. It's in the demand. You can listen to every show, every air live. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you to the owners and the management of BTR and fellow podcasters that support Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Big shout out and looking forward to collaborating with many of my fellow podcasters here on Blog Talk Radio, BTR. And remember, like I said earlier, listeners, listening community, family, co-producers of the show, remember to create your listener profile so you can interact within the BTR community in the chat room and also interact with other podcasters. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports exclusive on Spotify. Because I have been tending to a lot of business, my apologies that I haven't put up any new shows. I will be putting up new shows in the near future. And also, the schedules will be often up in advance for shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Really thank you and appreciate you for reaching out throughout social media, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, again, email, KULTRESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com, 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 and Cash App, $ BETH BTRUKULTRESHOK, $ BETH BTRUKULTRESHOK, $ BETH BTRUKULTRESHOK, and on PayPal at Beth, BETH, WMS, BTRU. PayPal at BETH, WMS, BTRU. Thank you so much for your love and for your support. You have been tuned in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Most shows will be 5 a.m. this week. Some might be like Friday, 4 or 5 in the evening. The schedule will be up soon for this week, and you will see 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's what you, worldwide listeners, just letting you know. And working on that consistency to keep it consistent. Change it up because Cousin Linda's have had assignments. And for those of you that are in the 5 a.m. club, hey, let's have fun this week. Let's have fun early morning, 5 a.m. Yeah, yeah. Even we'll talk about some, share some things from Robin Sharma's book, The 5 a.m. Club. And those of you that love being a part of the 5 a.m. club, and those of you that are that need motivation to become 5 a.m. clubbers, you know, let's talk. Okay, well, world, I thank you and I love you. Let's make this week a great week. Sending prayers and love and positive vibes out. And thank you so much for praying for me and sending me positive vibes and so much love. I remember it's Mindful Monday. Mindful Monday. That's what Mindful Monday on Monday. So we will be discussing mindfulness. Mindfulness, the mindfulness lifestyle. Been mindful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support always. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thanks again for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, and can't be true. God is love, love is God.